Time to talk taxes once again with Pat Sturz, CPA and a managing tax principal with Clifton Larson Allen in the Eau Claire area. And Pat, we talked last week about how these rules are different, but let's get started again as we talk about the rate changes now. How much has it changed the tax rates?
Overall, most of the rates went down 3% across the board. There's a level at the highest tax rates, which is like roughly $500,000, where it only came down 2%. And there is a spot around 400,000. Again, let's get to 400,000 of income, but where the rate actually goes up for a group for about $25,000.
So you got to keep an eye on those rate changes. Also, capital gains. It's always something that as you get older, you sell something, you're hopefully going to make some gains on it. Yep. Does this change capital gains at all?
The overall capital gains rules didn't change. So if your taxable income is below, so for example, somebody that makes $110,000 that's married filing joint, if their tax strategy is proper, they can pay zero tax on that much money if it's capital gains like cull cow sales. And we'll talk a little bit about the 199A deduction later, but there's the other side of that. But overall, what it allows you to do is have some decent amount of income and not pay any income tax.
So if I sold my house and made money, the capital gains, that hasn't changed? I still don't pay capital gains because I'm over 59 years old?
No, and so the rule on a house nowadays is you're exempt from paying capital gains on a home sale as long as you've lived in it 2 out of the last 5 years. It doesn't matter, other than if it's more than, in your case, in my case, $250,000 worth of gain.
Right, and I know a lot of people that have bought a house and the interest rates have been good, this and anything, so they don't want to pay it off. What about home equity loans now? Is that still a deductible item?
Yeah, so for all mortgages that were in place before the 1st of January, you had up to $1 million worth of a mortgage that you could have and be allowed to take the interest as a deduction, plus you could have a $100,000 equity loan. The rule changed now that home equity loans aren't deductible at all, and any mortgages that are brought in after 1/1/18 are going to be subject to a $750,000 mortgage limit. So, you know, some strategies around that. We have clients that have a business, and it's just easier to get a home equity loan. They'll go out, get a home equity loan, and use it in the business. There's something called tracing rules. If you can show that that money was used for business, you're still able to deduct it.
All right, so there are opportunities there. And, of course, one of the other things that drew some headlines, itemized deductions for charities and things like that. How much, if at all, has that changed?
Sure. So the one that was really confusing to people was when they heard that they could only deduct $10,000 of real estate taxes and state taxes. If your real estate taxes and state taxes are because of a business, a rental, or anything like that, they're still 100% deductible. It's truly only your home that is limited, plus your state income taxes. So it doesn't affect a lot of people in this area, but in California, New York, Minnesota, that is the problem. When you're living in those tax districts, it's pretty significant real estate taxes and pretty significant state income taxes. So a lot of those people are going to lose a significant itemized deduction.
And lots of things to talk about yet with the new tax law, which we will continue to do with Pat Sturz, CPA Managing Tax Principal, with Clifton Larson Allen in Eau Claire. Pat, how do we get a hold of you if folks want more answers to more of these tax questions?
Sure. You can call our office at 715-852-1100 and either ask for me or Patrick Erickson.
All right. And get the questions answered with Pat Sturz at Clifton Larson Allen.